Blog Talk Radio.
Valentine's Day. We're going to have a fun show tonight. We're going to find out the meaning of the heart and how that started, and I'll read that to you. The heart shape was recognized the world over as a symbol of romantic love and affection, but its historical origins are difficult to pin down. Some believe the iconic pictogram is derived from the shape of ivy leaves, which were associated with fidelity, and others contend it's modeled after breasts, buttocks, or other parts of the human anatomy. Perhaps the most unusual theory concerns psyllium, a species of giant fennel that once grew in the North African coastline near Greek colony of Cyrene. The ancient Greeks and Romans used the psyllium both for food and flavoring, and a medicine. It supposedly worked wonders as a cough syrup, and it was most famous as an early form of birth control. Ancient writers and poets hailed the plant for its contraceptive powers, and it became popular, and it was cultivated into extinction in the first century AD. Legend has it that Roman Emperor Nero was presented with the last surviving stock. Zillium's speed pod bore a striking resemblance to the modern-day Valentine's Day heart, leading many to speculate the herb's association with love and sex. And it may have popularized this symbol. And an ancient city of Cain, which grew rich from psyllium trade, even put the heart shape on its money. So that, I thought that was intriguing. And they have another origin of the heart, and it may have been scholars Piray, Viken, and Martin Kemp have argued that the symbol has its roots in the writing of Galen, a philosopher, Aristotle, who described the human heart as having three chambers and with a small dent in the middle. According to his theory, the heart shape may have been born when artists and scientists from the Middle Ages attempted to draw the representations of this ancient medical text. In the 14th century, though, Italian physicist Guido di Vigiano made a series of anatomical drawings featuring the heart that closely resembles the one that described by Aristotle. Since the human heart has long been associated with emotion and pleasure, the shape was co-opted as a symbol of romance and medieval courtly love. It grew especially popular during the Renaissance, when it was used in religious art depicting Sacred Heart of Christ and one of the four suits of playing cards. And by the 18th and 19th centuries, it became a recurring motif for Valentine's Day cards. I thought that was amazing and very informative. Okay, we'll go for the, and it is the time of love, of course, so I'm going to find out about relationships and love tonight. I'll take my first caller, 415. Hello, 415.
Hi. Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Jessica.
Okay, Jessica, do you have some questions?
I do. I met this guy, his name is Joe, a couple of weeks ago, and it was just like a friendly interaction with like some chemistry there, but I wanted to keep it on the friendly side. And I don't know, I feel like things got a little bit weird with him. And I'm just sort of wondering, like, he seemed very normal, like when I was with him, but it seems like he plays mind games. So I'm not really sure, like, why I felt like his energy was good when I'm face to face with him.
Well, it's easier to have a one-on-one than far apart. And if he's goofing around, never mind, next.
I know. I understand about that. I find myself still like thinking about him, or like, you know, wanting to give him
it's
another shot.
You wonder
just
what
he wants
happened.
To hang out.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe
you wondered
you can tell
what,
me what happened.
Happened. I don't think that he's followed through, and it's like just hanging out there.
Right, he doesn't. So why hasn't? Why didn't he, though?
Just let him go. You don't want that anyway.
Oh, I know, but I'm sort of stuck on the why.
He wasn't that serious. You were more serious than he was. That's what happened.
Right. Even for a friendship? That seems like weird to me.
But he doesn't want to be friends. A lot of guys don't want to be friends.
Oh.
They don't know how to be friends. See, you're thinking of your life and your friendships. You have guy friends. But if you meet a person out and about, not everybody's like the people you have in your life, sweetie. You know, pat it and make sure it's nice and make sure it don't chew your arm off. Not everybody's like the good friends that you know. Am I making sense?
Yeah, I'm going to have to just let it go. I think that you know, he lives in my neighborhood, so I think I've just been a little bit, like, on one hand concerned about if I see him again, because I feel like a lot of anger come up. And on the other hand, like, I still do want to see him in the neighborhood. So it's just sort of.
Well, just talk about the weather, whatever. You know, no big deal.
Right.
You're making more of a deal than he is. But you are going
to
be a very lovely, decent person that is honorable and wants to have a relationship. You're going to meet an adult, an adult-healed person.
Yeah, that's what I've been asking for, someone who's healed. Thank you for saying that. Right.
So you are going to meet somebody who knows how to be adult and healed and be in a real relationship, in an adult relationship.
Okay, I'll keep focusing on that then. Yeah. Okay,
strike
maybe I should just block this other guy.
You came, you saw, you went.
Right, like, so I've been feeling like just blocking his phone number, but I know, like, what you resist persists. So what do you think about that?
Just be busy. Don't answer it. He'll fade off.
Well, okay, because sometimes when somebody texts, I don't hold on to grudges, you know? Like, that's the thing. Like, he had texted me over the weekend, and I wanted to not text him back, but I had forgot when, like, I just, you know what I'm saying? I try to release that energy.
Well, just don't even mess with him.
Right. Oy, okay. Thank you very much.
It won't even be a blip on your radar screen in a couple weeks.
I want it to be done with today, but I sort of dug it up again.
Yeah, but that's on you, not on him.
I know. That's why I've been mad at myself today.
Well, just let it go, forgive yourself, and move along.
Okay, I'll do that.
Does that help?
Thank you very much. Yeah, it does. I'm going to just let it go. Thank you.
Yeah. You're
have
welcome.
A happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yay. Happy Valentine's Day. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. 229. Hello.
Hi.
229. What's your
How
name
you?
And what is your question?
My name's Debbie.
Okay.
And my biggest question, I'm getting ready to move. I have a couple of options that really feel.
Are you thinking of going more northwest from where you are?
Yes.
Northwest is better.
They're both kind of.
Both are northwest? Oh, great. Okay. The one that is more northwest than the first one. The second one
awesome. That's
further away is better than the other one.
Awesome. Now, what do you feel a connection with my ex? And when I move, will that prompt him to communicate more?
Well, you guys aren't done with each other yet, but do you really want to start that up again? He hasn't changed that much.
He was absolutely amazing when we were together. He just went through some really hard times, so I don't know.
But you guys aren't done yet.
Okay.
So, you know, you're gonna either heal what you need to heal because you guys left everything undone.
Yeah.
And it feels like, but you guys cannot throw each other under the bus and bring up old wounds. If you're going to start over again, you got to start fresh. You can't throw each other under the bus and you got to fight fair.
So you do feel the
if you're
going to
start
there,
it up again.
It's probably going to happen. Yeah.
You guys got to not throw each other under the bus and use the past. In other words, erase your slate and start clean.
Yeah, working on it.
Ain't anything, you never get it done. You have to just do it. Because you'll ing forever. But you guys still love each other. There's still love there. And what I'm seeing is there's like somebody holding up a heart that's been broke and it has a Band-Aid on it. And
uh-huh.
it's so you both can heal in the heart from the hurtness, you know. And then you'll be able to not have to have the Band-Aid anymore. So, in other words, you're going to truly heal what has happened. You know, of course, you each have free will. I'm going to throw
oh,
that
sure.
in there. You
sure.
can't make, you know, nothing's perfect. You ain't going to do flowers and bunnies. but you are going to get back and help each other, and you guys are going to, I hear Falling in Love Again. I always hear Marlene Dietrich. It's an old 1930s song, Falling in Love Again, do-do-do, do-do-do, on both parts. You can look it up on YouTube or whatever.
No, I actually recall it. I actually recall it as you're singing it. Yes. So do you, the last few days, my heart has actually been hurting since we communicated, and I don't feel like it's me. And I
it's
have an incredibly strong
it's
connection with him.
Opportunity.
It is.
It's both of you are equally sending energy back and forth.
Okay,
and
that's
it's
what
like,
I want
it looks
know.
Like what they're showing me, it's sort of like I get cartoons and stuff, and I'm not trying to be silly. It's like the kitty and Pepe Le Pew.
Uh-huh.
And he's winking along and throwing off hearts and, you know.
Oh, that is so appropriate.
So that's what I'm saying.
That is
going,
so
boink,
appropriate.
That
is
so that,
great analogy.
That's what, but you guys can work on it and can, if you both have to do this, you know. And if you both work
oh, yeah.
at it, it can, you guys can be a couple again.
So northwest to the town where we both used to live, where we both still want to live again.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And see, it's like a redo. You get to have a redo. Not many people get to do that.
That's for sure.
And any other questions?
No, I'm so grateful. I'm
well,
so
happy
grateful
Valentine's
you.
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Be blessed.
All right,
and take care.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hello, 520.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
What's your name and what is your question?
My name's Amla, and I have a question about this man, Justin. I told him how I felt about 3 weeks ago, and it's complicated. When we first initially met, it was in the fall, and I really felt like he felt he felt more than friends with me. And I'm just wondering what any insight what you see from his point of view. He feels distant a little. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I think he just wants to be friends.
Okay, that's it.
The F word. Yep.
The F word.
Well, I'm not
okay.
cussing. It's friends, you know.
No,
that's the dreaded
I know.
Word. I just want to be friends, you know.
Is there
but
anybody else
does,
you...
Yeah,
go
wait
ahead,
a
sorry.
Minute. Let me, let just a minute. You are going to meet a gentleman who is tall, dark, and handsome. He has, like, the swarthy skin. He looks almost like he's, like, Italian or Latin. He has the dark hair. He has the high cheekbones. He has the nice straight man nose. He has the man thin lips. He's like 6'1". The square
okay.
jawline. He's clean shaven.
Okay.
You're going to meet him through a friend of a friend, but you meet him through a male friend. you know, platonic. You have male buddies that you hang with. You're going to meet him through a male buddy.
Okay.
You know, a male buddy friend.
Yeah. Do you know when this might happen?
Let's see, January, February, March. Looks like May, end of May, beginning of June, you'll be open and ready for it then.
Okay.
You know, and you'll be dating. You're going to date.
Okay. Wait, you see me dating or I have to date? Oh, okay.
You're going to be dating.
Okay.
You're going out on dates.
Right.
That's what I'm seeing. You know, you aren't going, you know, don't go full blast. You tend to go full blast. You need to, that's why they call it dating. You get to know somebody, see if you like them or not. That's what dating's for.
Yeah, no, I haven't, like, seriously, I haven't had a date. And that was like a coffee afternoon date, like, since September. So it's not like.
But you're going to.
I'm so down. I mean, I'm not full blast
anymore. No,
anymore.
But what I'm saying is you're going to be dating. Yeah. And you might have two gentlemen callers. You might also have a blondie. So it's a choice between a blondie and a dark-haired.
So whenever
you're getting ready to date somebody, you always have a choice of two.
Interesting.
If you look down your life when you've had people in your life.
Yes.
And now you're ready to start dating and you're ready to start to have a relationship. You had a lot of stuff. Huh?
Yeah. I am ready. I feel like it's been so, I mean, seriously, I haven't had a person that I was really interested in years. I'm talking like 5 years, 6 years.
But you're going to start being interested. You're going to get dressed up. Remember, V-neck is a girl's best friend. Whenever they show me lipstick, that means you're in a relationship. So you are going to be dating. You are going to be in a relationship. I don't know why they show me lipstick. Don't know, but there you go.
Okay. Can I ask you when I start dating, though?
I already told you.
Oh, in May, though? In May.
Yes.
That was late. Oh, okay. No, I wasn't sure. I mean, that's 3 months away, so it wasn't.
Oh, well. Okay. You have time to get your V-neck, your cute little outfits, and, you know, pay attention because you get in your tasks and you don't notice when men are opening the doors or smiling at you or anything. Pay attention.
You're right on. I'm like so nonchalant. I don't even.
You don't notice. You need to notice. Bat your eyelashes. If you know how to put the windshield wipers on, act like you don't. Smile. Bat your eyelashes. Say thank you very much. Swish your little lips. Let a man open the door for you. Don't go barreling through.
It's so funny that you say that because I'm more ladylike than I ever was before. I say thank you. I don't feel like I have to be, you know, over-thank-you-ing people, over-grateful. Just thank you, and that's it. You don't need to say anything else.
Right.
Yes.
So you're going to have fun dating.
I hope so.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I hope that I wish you a happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you so much. I'll call you back to you if it's a blondie or if I pick the brunette. Yes. Thank you.
All right, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, 863.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Julia. And I'm.
You have two of us on.
I'm 863.
How'd I do that?
I don't know.
Hold
I'm 863.
Whoops. Okay, that's what I did wrong. I got a whole bunch of people on. I goofed up. There we go. Hi, 863.
Hi.
Did I get it?
My name is Julia. Can you hear me?
Hi, Julia. Yep.
Oh, yay.
It's operator error. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Do you have a question?
I do. I'm calling to see what you pick up for me for moving, relocating. And I'm hoping that once I get where I'm going.
You're definitely moving, and you're moving to the right of, you aren't moving way far, I don't think. Do you, are up and over, are you going to another state? Because you're deciding on whether to go to it. Huh?
I'm gonna stay in the state, just a different town or city.
All
or
right,
whatever.
You're gonna go, but you're gonna go more towards like the edge, so you're going more to the right.
Toward the right? Are you sure? Because if I'm looking at a map, it would be to the west of where I am now, which would be left. So that's not it?
Well, what I'm seeing out your front door, a little bit more to the right. I'm seeing a little bit to the right out your front door.
Okay.
You know, I
could
be wrong. I'm dyslexic, but... but what I'm seeing is over to the right, just a little bit, and you're going to find the perfect little place to be.
Okay.
Now, are you thinking of buying a house?
I thought I would probably rent it first just to kind of make sure, you know, I'm good where I'm going to be before I even, because that's such a huge commitment to buy.
Yeah, but I see you eventually buying a little tiny house. It's like a cottage. And it's like a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath. And it's just, and it has like a little bit of land. The house sits like, the house is like plopped right in the middle of your little square, and then you got a backyard and a front yard. It has a killer kitchen. It has a deep sink. It has wonderful light. It has a north, east-west exposure. And it always gets a lovely breeze. And it has a lovely, the bathroom, the main bathroom is sort of like in the hallway, but you can go right from your bedroom into the main bathroom. And then you have like a shower, sink, and toilet in the other side that's on the other end. Because you got one bedroom over there. You got your main bedroom over here, over on the east side, because you get the east light, and the the guest rooms are on the west side, and then you have like a squishy room where you can do an office.
Cool.
And you have lovely.
That sounds nice.
You have lovely cabinets. You know, lovely storage.
Wow.
That's what I'm seeing.
Well, since it's near Valentine's Day, are you seeing a lovely gentleman?
I
love to share. I
hear the name Bruce. You're going to meet a Bruce, and he's alive and well.
Well, that's a
well, I always have to be careful because I'm also a medium, so I'm making sure he's alive. And he has a beautiful smile. He has a roundish face. He wears glasses. He's 5'11". And he feels like he's like an X-ray technician. So, and he wears scrubs to work. And he wears pretty clogs.
Okay.
He wears different color clogs to work. You know, work clogs.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I see. And he's 2 years older than you.
Okay.
And you're due to meet him when you move. Because he's going to be walking his little dog right in front of you. He goes past your house every day.
Cool.
So there you go. Just write it down and there you go.
Awesome. Well, yay. That's exciting.
And
is
happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay. 707. We'll try one more. I think I just got cut off, but we'll see. 707, are you there?
Yes, hi, I'm here. This is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi.
What's your question?
I was wondering if you see work for next month and also where you see a gentleman coming in.
You are going to get work next month. Are you like a secretary and do paperwork?
No, I work more so with computers.
Okay, but you're going to be processing things and making it go different places through the computer. I see it flying through the air, paper flying through the air. So in other words, you're going to put documents in files in the computer.
Oh, that would be something new because I haven't done that.
Okay, well, I don't know. I'm just trying to read. But you're also going to be doing data processing into the computer. And I hear click, 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 click. So you're going to be have to type a lot. And who is, you have somebody with the initials of C and R. So you have a C and an R coming towards you, man-wise, the initials.
Okay, and when do you see this?
Not till fall, but you're going to have a gentleman with the initial C and R. I don't know if it's C, the last one, or R, the last one, or R, the first one, and C, the last one. But I'm seeing those initials for you.
Okay. And the work, you say you see it next month?
Yes. You're going to get a call this month. Looks like the end of this month, and then they'll do like a phone interview thing, Majiggy. Then they'll do two phone interviews, and then they'll have you come in.
Is it a part-time position?
Are you working with an agency? Because it feels like it's through an agency. And it feels like it's temp to perm.
Okay.
That's what I'm seeing.
Okay. All right. And so the agency will be calling this month.
Right. And it's temp to perm. And they'll really, really, really like you.
Oh, good. Will I like them as well?
Yes. You're going to enjoy your work and like the ladies you work with.
Oh, good. Okay. All righty.
Anything else?
Anything else? Do you see any issues financially coming up? Maybe like a car or around the house?
Well, you're going to eventually have to get a new car because your car is on three wheels.
Okay.
It's just not doing real. It's not a happy car. So you're gonna find you're gonna buy a car, but you're gonna have payments so you can afford it. It's like a special or something you find.
Okay.
It might even be you'll find a deal in your paper or something. It might be it's either a Hyundai or a Honda H. There's an H. I don't know what all the H's are, but that's what I'm seeing.
Okay. And
so it's
the
really, really good on gas.
Oh, good. Now, the work, is you said, was temp to to permanent, but do you see it as
temp
going into part-time?
Temp to perm.
I don't want
Okay.
Hopefully it's part-time because I'm not really looking to work a 40-hour week.
Okay. Well, you might be asked to because you're that good.
Okay.
Well, they really like you, and they'll ask you, and then you can put more money away for old lady fund. There you go.
Well, that's true, too. Do you see that it's a big commute, or do I have to travel to another state?
No, it's not far. It's only 35 minutes.
Oh.
That's when traffic's hard, but when traffic isn't hard, it's only 22 minutes from door to door.
Oh.
22.
Okay.
They're going 22.
Okay, that's not far at all.
Okay. Well, I hope that I helped you, and I wish you a happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Same to you.
And if anybody wants to get a hold of me privately, you can reach me at 561-333-5367. Thank you.
Thank you.
And see you all in the future, and have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good evening.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for taking my call. I didn't think you were taking any more calls, so I'm blessed. Thank you.
Okay.
So
we'll talk
question.
Fast because it's getting ready to chop off any minute.
All right. I'm waiting for a book publishing contract for two clients, but I think
I hear yes.
When?
No, they keep telling me yes.
What month? Is it February or is it March?
Okay, the one client that you did first will be February, and the other client is going to be the 1st of March.
Really? Wow.
Well, that's what I see. I mean, I'm not
wow.
perfect, and I'm not God, but...
Yes.
And then
oh
you'll
God.
Get residuals.
Yes, a commission, yeah. Very
yeah,
good.
Well,
and
I call that residuals.
Yeah,
and then you'll be on Lifetime movie, and you'll be on
Like. Yeah, there's a couple of, yeah, I'll figure it out because, really?
I think it's L-M-N. I'm sorry, I've got my tongue tied up, but.
Men. You know, not sci-fi, not the sci-fi channel, but that'll be fine. Because
well,
then there's a sci-fi.
But I think that you'll get picked up by, later on maybe, sci-fi, but I see.
Wow. Yay.
Wait a minute. I
Netflix.
See Netflix, and I also see what's the other one?
Watching the television.
Showtime.
Oh, that's an honor. Wow.
Well,
that's
what I'm
beautiful.
Seeing.
Oh,
you know?
My God. So, that's going to be big. I always have all these books going to be special. You know, they're so different. So I have submitted to the right publishers.
Yes.
Oh, my God, because I was about to ask the lady. Actually, it's in the works of getting a ghostwriter because I felt it needed a little more action and the publishers weren't really saying yes.
Well, I feel like one of them is going to pick it up because you've had many rejections. But you do need to rework that. That
yeah.
person is working on a second book. They really, really need to rework it.
I know. That, yeah, it's costly.
They really
yeah.
do.
I have.
And they have to put more characters in there and have a story. They're leaving
yeah.
the beginning, the middle, and the end. They got to have a beginning, middle, and an end. Tell
my
them
friend?
That.
Or just
I
my
don't
friend?
Know who I'm talking about. I'm just telling you that they're telling me that you need to tell her to do that.
Guess what? Guess what? I just told her again today. This is amazing. Exactly like that. The beginning.
And again, you can call me for a private reading, 561-333-5367. And it's getting ready to just stop. I'm sorry, and happy Valentine's Day, and see y'all in the future.
I'll see you in the future. Thank you. You're a sweetheart. God bless you.